And not until recent years did I understand that law, from which I am led to believe that those who quoted it did not understand it. The golden rule means, substantially, to do unto others as you would wish them to do unto you if your positions were reversed. But why? What is the real reason for this kindly consideration of others? The real reason is this. There is an eternal law through the operation of which we reap that which we sow. When you select the rule of conduct by which you guide yourself in your transactions with others, you will be fair and just, very likely, if you know that you are setting into motion, by that selection, a power that will run its course for weal and woe in the lives of others, returning finally to help or to hinder you according to its nature. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It is your privilege to deal unjustly with others, but if you understand the law upon which the golden rule is based, you will know that your unjust dealings will come home to roost. If you fully understand the principles described in Lesson 11 on accurate thought, it will be quite easy for you to understand the law upon which the golden rule is based. You cannot pervert or change the course of this law, but you can adapt yourself to its nature and thereby use it as an irresistible power that will carry you to heights of achievements which could not be attained without its aid. This law does not stop by merely flinging back upon you your acts of injustice.